Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, most of the NBA put their tail between their legs and began peeing on themselves, and a little puppy does when it's scared. And the Chi-Com said, we'll ban the NBA in China, the most popular sport there. Basketball's huge in North Korea, as you've noticed. They just love it. It's one of the most watchable sports. I'll agree with them. I like track and field personally, but we're literally losing our soul here. So now the NBA chairman, Adam Silver, came out and countered other top NBA owners and others groveling and said, no, no, we stand for free speech. Well, now they've banned the Lakers game coming up. So they're just banning more and more and more. Good. Let's call their whole bluff. China wasn't self-sustaining. They didn't have their own oil, their own minerals, anything. The globalists gave them everything. And the people got none of it. The people got herded off their land by the hundreds of millions of the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, and forced into slave factories. So let's hear from LeBron James. No, you're not going to see that, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to see that, I don't think. Because look at James Harden, the NBA player, coming out and groveling to people that killed 100 plus million of their own people, who have 2 million Muslim Uyghurs in concentration camps. Not a damn word. Instead, we get groveling. Here it is.
We apologize. You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there. I know for both of us individually, we go there, you know, once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So, you know, we appreciate them as a fan base, and we love everything, you know, they're about. And, you know, we appreciate the support that they give us individually and as an organization. So, you know, we love you.
They show us the most important love. You mean money. You know, the NBA exists. America exists in all this diversity of ideas, which is definitely a strength. If you embrace the diversity of ideas instead of being police state and telling people what to think. It all came out of America, dumbass. Didn't come out of communist China. And so that's what they're all doing, except a few people. And again, you've got the manager of the Rockets who apologized and groveled. In fact, will you print me his apology? I saw it a few days ago. We're going to cover it all when we come back. And then I'm going to air excerpts from South Park that knocks it out of the park. Good for South Park. And they put out their official apology to China. Official apology to China from Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors in our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. Xi doesn't look just like Winnie the Pooh at all. Tune in to our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn's sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In China and the communists that our own corrupt rulers put in power 70 years ago, they just celebrated it last week by murdering a bunch of innocent people and shooting them and starving them and killing them. Videos got released of them marching people at concentration camps off to execution. Our response, ladies and gentlemen, supposedly just to grovel to all of this and just roll over to it. But the good news is it's now all out in the open. It's now all out in the open. And by setting up a climate of hardworking, smart people that are slaves, a billion plus of them, with no environmental standards, electricity three times cheaper, everyone could go move their business to China, make a little extra money up front, but lose everything in the process and be deindustrialized. Hell, you can barely buy anything that isn't made in China. I understand. But just like the internet, they get you all on the big tech, all on Google, all on Facebook, all on Twitter, all on YouTube, and then they start taking it away incrementally because you're on their platform till you have nothing. You invested in them. You made the content. You pushed them. You made YouTube. You made all these things. Now they've made you dependent on them. They're telling you how to think and what to do. They're absorbing you. It's all been planned. Big Tech works with the Chi-Coms in the censorship.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got it.
We see the earth now.
We've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And this whole situation with Communist China controlling our banks, controlling our currency, controlling almost all of our resources now, is hitting the news everywhere. South Park's been banned in China. All these NBA games are being banned, all because a manager of the Rockets said he supports the demonstrators and their right to demonstrate and have freedom in Hong Kong. Tiffany's had an ad with a woman with a diamond ring on, covering her eye like she was so excited. China said that was secret code to the protesters. They apologized, removed the ad. Nike removes American flags off when the NBA and NFL players don't like it. But don't expect any people to be kneeling and getting on their knees when the Chinese anthem is played with all these exhibition games in China. Because they only bash America because they're on the Hollywood globalist payroll and Chi-Com payroll that owns Hollywood to do that. Well, since you'll bash America and say how much freedom sucks, the next step is to worship China. But South Park hasn't bowed to them. Put out a powerful episode I'm going to play some excerpts of where it shows the local control in America versus the control in China. And now the kids are starting a boy band, and the producer comes by and says, well, China's going to run this, and so they have to approve the script. Well, you can't talk about how your sick friend needs an organ because China's selling organs. And you can't talk about how America's great because America sucks. You can't criticize authority because China won't allow that. And you can't talk about, you know, somebody being gay because China executes you for that. But then the dad who owns a marijuana farm of weaponized dope flies over to China thinking they'll be like us. He gets arrested and put in a death camp. But later he learns, oh, I'll just get them to say you need to buy integrity. I stay on my farm. So they buy his farm so China has integrity. Show him the soulness of the Chi-Coms. So then he runs around. The dad kills Winnie the Pooh, supports all the tyranny, censorship, because he has integrity when they bought it from him. So it all shows really genius level sophistication at multiple levels, but also it has a kid level for young people watching it. It is an adult program, obviously. We bleeped it out. But that illustrates everything we're dealing with. But Joker is, oh, beautiful loser killing people. Oh, it's genius. Oh, it's so smart. Well, I could sit there and chain somebody up and pull their teeth out with pliers and shoot HD of it, and you'd call it genius because it was so damn intense. It's not. It's meant to be cultural poison, trigger mass shootings. take all these desperate people, disenfranchised, made desperate, made alone, on purpose by the system, that's declassified, to now tell you you're beautiful and wonderful, come out of your cocoon, murder people, have an uprising, Antifa, you'll be somebody. That's all Chi-Com funded. You know, a Chinese-controlled production house put the movie out. And they put all the other ones out. You ever wonder why almost every movie, the Chi-Coms are the heroes? So let's go ahead and go to Adam Silver, who first groveled to the Chi-Coms. There was a backlash. So he came out and said, let's just all accept free expression, but we also understand China. Oh, that's not enough. Now they're going to ban all the games. Ban the Lakers versus the Nets. Because once you give in to a pirate, once you give in to a blackmailer, once you give in, once you ban Alex Jones, well, next week it's Mitch McConnell getting banned on Twitter. Because the tyrants tested you and you failed. You gave in. You submitted. You weren't Americans. Think John Wayne tried to take your free speech? Only if you're trying to corrupt little kids. Then the left goes, oh, you're censoring us. No, that's going after kids. But now, the sky's the limit, you notice. The left totally is the guard dog of censorship, not the guard dog of freedom of speech. So let's go to Adam Silver. Here it is.
And essentially, what I've said in that statement is the long-held values of the NBA are to support freedom of expression, and certainly freedom of expression by members of the NBA community. And in this case, Daryl Morey, as the general manager of the Houston Rockets, enjoys that right as one of our employees. What I also try to suggest is I understand that there are consequences from that exercise of in essence, his freedom of speech. And, you know, we will have to live with those consequences. It's my hope that for our Chinese fans and our partners in China, they will see those remarks in the context of now a three-decade, if not longer, relationship. CCTV announced that because of my remarks supporting Daryl Morey's freedom of expression, not the substance of his statement, but his freedom of expression, they were no longer going to air the Lakers, Nets preseason games that are scheduled for later this week. Again, it's not something we expected to happen. I think it's unfortunate, but if that's the consequences of us adhering to our values.
So that's where America's gotten. That was a groveling, milquetoast statement after he completely groveled. Then there was a backlash by Americans saying that isn't American values. Well, it's not the National Basketball League. It's the New World Order system. And so that's how we've gotten to this place, is capitulation and groveling to the system. And it's only going to get worse until we learn to say no again and learn to be the leaders in the promotion of freedom instead of the leaders of bowing and kissing ass to the college professors and the leftist pundits and the thought police and the controlled corporate media and all of the language police and the Chi-Coms. Because all of this is pure authoritarianism. It didn't happen by accident. That's the plan. Let's go to this clip from South Park. And then we'll come back and break down more of this geopolitically and what this means. But here's the dad who's in the death camp in China. Clip 17. Drum roll, please.
It seems to me like your music is kind
of... Oh, hey, let's just stop. It's okay. No big deal. You know, we have had a lot of computer problems, and it's not a big deal. I'm happy with it. We'll try next hour after our guest leaves us to go to these clips. We'll do it then. It'll be nice. It'll be cool. I tried it the first of the show. I tried it again now. We're going to do this in the third hour. These are the clips we're going to play in the third hour. 17, 18, and 19. Those are the clips we're going to play. All right. We'll try our best here today. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Skousen, cowboy hat on here. Joel Skousen is coming up to get into the geopolitics of the huge wars they're trying to start in the Middle East. Is Trump right about what he's doing? We'll give you the real facts, the history of it, how Obama started this whole thing, and how the media is totally covering all of that up. And then we will also have Paul Watson on, and we have another investigative journalist, Lee Stranahan, coming on. And we have the latest on how they're going to have the so-called whistleblower testify in secret. So that's all coming up today. Please remember, the globalists are doing everything they can to take this broadcast off of the air. They're working to censor us everywhere, just like you just seen with the Chi-Coms trying to come in and fire everybody or block games that don't, you know, totally submit to them. And once you give in to one demand, it's more, 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 as I said. So that's why it's essential to get on Twitter and YouTube and everywhere else and say, oh, it was Alex Jones last year. Now it's the NBA this year. And, oh, well, it's a government. It's their right to do it. Oh, a communist government. Now dictating to us because we don't have any values. So please tell everybody about the local AM and FM stations that you're listening to, local TV stations you're watching, Infowars.com/show. You can find my broadcast, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson, Tom Papert, all the other great shows, Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, band.video, and Infowars.com/show. And that's how we reach more people so they can get the big picture of what's going on. We woke up and suddenly learned, ladies and gentlemen, that the Chinese communists tell us what we can say and do. That's how you go over the edge of the slippery slope and fall into the abyss of the cliff.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's #1 hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The globalists set up China to economically leverage out the rest of the world and to become the model of internet censorship, the model of surveillance, and also a base they can run to and launder money. Here's a headline out of CNBC today. China's surveillance tech is spreading globally, raising concerns about Beijing's influence. They have no rules on human cloning, on killing Buddhists and Christians, putting people in concentration camps. But Antifa says China's the model. And the Washington Post, just a month ago, had the headline, Xi must destroy Trump to save America. Remember those headlines? And now you've got the NBA first bowing, then not bowing, China banning their games. I'm going to go over some of these headlines. It all ties together. But I wanted to get Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief on with us, the editor of World Affairs Brief, because he's a smart historian, and he's a former Marine Corps naval aviator. And, of course, a popular guest on this show to get his take on the war situation and the situation in Syria and the situation with the supposed whistleblowers. Now they say they're going to testify in secret with their faces blacked out. Never before done. The Democrats can bring forward people to make fake accusations so they can't be challenged. Well, will it be Clapper or Brennan in a blacked out room? This is just all unprecedented. We'll talk to Joel Skousen in a moment. Please don't forget, today is the last day for Black Friday Comes Early mega sale we've had for the last 2 weeks. I got so busy this weekend that I didn't come up with the new sales. We do have some new sales tomorrow. This has been the biggest sale we've had since Christmas. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, 50% off on all the amazing supplements and preparedness, water filters, air filters, and storable foods. But the air filters and water filters are things you use every day, folks. You don't want to drink the glyphosate and all the chemicals in the water. ProPure and AlexaPure are the very best gravity-fed filters out there. These are the best prices you're going to find. It supports the broadcast. You should act now for your own family and take action. And all the supplements, again, a bunch of them have already sold out. So we're going to have to stop the sale today. So take advantage of the huge sale. Support the broadcast. I want to thank everybody that has taken advantage of it. Gotten the fluoride-free toothpaste. 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine, super blue. People that have gotten the great bodies, ultimate turmeric formula. The Vaso Beach is very popular. It helps reduce the nitrous oxide in your body. That's so good for your heart and blood and everything else. Just amazing. It's beet concentrate. Very special. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force. It's all there. 50% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It has to end today, so thank you for support. Joel Skousen. We've got the whistleblower saga, the impeachment push. We've got the impeachment push and that whole saga with the whistleblowers. We've got the whole situation blowing up between Turkey and Syria. We've got Pat Robertson saying Trump may lose the mandate of heaven, which is an ancient Chinese imperial saying. We've got the Chi-Coms exerting their full force of censorship. We've just got all of this insanity going on. Thank you for joining us, sir, on short notice. We really respect your views at worldaffairsbrief.com. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's talk about Syria, since that's really on the hot burner right now. It's one of the most confusing situations I've run into in the past 3 or 4 months, because all of the globalists, of course, are condemning Trump for pulling out of Syria, but it really isn't a pullout. It's two observation posts, less than 24 individuals. I mean, these are not combat troops, but their presence, of course, in the line of fire has, or the removal of their presence has given Turkey the green light. And the U.S. Yesterday said there was no green light given, but there were clear indications there were a green light. Clear back in December, Trump told Erdogan, we're leaving Syria, when he was threatening the first pullout. It's all yours, handing it over to Syria. The big problem is that Syria, Turkey has already attacked the Kurds with airstrikes yesterday and have moved up border troops and armored vehicles ready for the big push, and Trump has done nothing. Trump said that he was going to crush their economy in his bragging tweet, you know, like I've done before. Well, he's never done it before. I really don't understand what this is coming to, but he's clearly not coming through with his threat to Turkey not to do anything. And he said, you know, in my infinite wisdom, you know, if they do something that I think is wrong, then I'm going to destroy their economy. It's just braggadocious. But he's not doing anything. And worse, Alex, Russia isn't doing anything. I mean, Turkey's playing both one foot in NATO and one foot in the Russian camp, and neither the U.S. or Russia are interfering, and both of them are running air patrols in the area. They're not stopping Turkish fighters from attacking the Kurds.
And that's obviously regrettable, but Trump's trying to get us out of Afghanistan as well. He's promised to bring the troops home. Turkey historically has, you know, been involved in that area. I don't like Erdogan as much as you do. But when Obama started all this with Hillary, they sent in the proxy armies. They took it over. How are we supposed to sit there and stay in the middle of this mess? I mean, Turkey has said they're going to invade. They've said that for a year. Or they're going to push the millions of refugees into Europe. Europe has said, no, don't do that. Just keep them yourself, but give them no money. So what is Turkey supposed to do?
Well, Turkey wants portions of Syria. They want the Kurds out because the Kurds are not terrorists. The Kurds are, in fact, trying to establish a Kurdish republic and trying to get liberty for their Kurdish people that are living in Turkey. And, you know, Turkey's a ruthless aggressor versus the Kurds. The Kurds have helped the United States fight ISIS. In fact, the Kurds did most of the fighting because the U.S. did nothing except save ISIS in the Battle of Mosul and in the Battle of Raqqa. They're the ones who paid for the 50 semi-trucks to haul ISIS.
Undoubtedly, the Kurds have been caught between Iraq and Syria and Saudi Arabia forever and have been wanting their autonomy, and I understand that. But why is it our place to stay there? I mean, we've all wanted to stop being the policeman of the world. We've all wanted to get the troops home, and that was Trump's campaign promise.
Yeah, but this isn't doing it. I mean, look at what happened in Afghanistan when he came very, very close to that deal with the Taliban. And I believe what happened when a faction of the Taliban carried out that attack, which sabotaged the talks, I don't believe that was done from Taliban headquarters because they don't control all the factions. I think that.
Well, Joel, let's do this. We're going to break. You're a smart guy. I respect you. You're right about 98% of the time. I'm right about 95% of the time on geopolitics. So when we come back, I want to get your big view on why is civil war breaking out in Iraq and martial law? Why is there proxy wars going on between India and Pakistan heating up? Most analysts say the most dangerous spot for nuclear war, flashpoint on the planet. Why is China moving against Hong Kong and Taiwan right now? Why is the UN trying to break down our borders and the EU's borders? Geopolitically, what are the factions, what are the reasons that we see the world going into crisis? We got 40 seconds to break, but just in summation, why is this happening?
Well, it's impossible to answer all of those questions with one theory. I mean, there are many specific reasons for each of these regional battles. The U.S. is in the Middle East to create conflict, to justify taking down Iran. That's the target. The target is not Syria. It was only a temporary target because Israel said, we're not going to attack Iran.
Okay, so you did answer the question, though. What's happened in the Middle East is all about Iran. We'll come back and talk about that with Joel Skousen on the other side of worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with Band.Video. Have you shared Band.Video today?
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is, just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
This is a big deal taking place over in the Middle East between Syria and Turkey, bordering it to the northwest, the gateway into Europe. Obama and the globalists invaded the country, destabilized it, took it down. Trump had the right policy to work with Russia to try to stabilize it, kick Al-Qaeda and ISIS out. Now the Kurds, who did work with the West to do that, were a big part of it. They've been in constant conflict with Turkey, are reportedly being betrayed because these few outposts, they said a couple hundred special operators, Skousen saying it was not even that many, leaving green lights Erdogan's invasion. Erdogan's been saying, let me take this area over and repatriate all these refugees. They're all sick among Europe. And that's geopolitically what's been happening, if you just look at it from Turkey's perspective. Turkey reportedly is against Iran. We're allied with Saudi Arabia, but you've seen them big fights as well. But we were talking about Iran and the Sunni-Shiite civil war going on. Iraq has descended into martial law, reportedly 6,000-7,000 dead. Joel Skousen of worldoffairsbrief.com has looked at all the angles of this. What do you think Trump thinks he's doing versus what is happening? And you've got Pat Robertson saying Trump has, you know, is in the process of committing a huge disaster. Trump then says, well, I'll economically destroy Turkey if they go too far. So that does note that some type of back-channel agreement was made here. And if that's the case, then what would that agreement be? Joel Skousen.
Well, Turkey has long been lobbying for them to take control of a buffer zone in northern Syria, which are occupied by the Kurds. In other words, let us do this buffer zone. Will be a no military zone, but we'll control it. And we're going to build $3 billion worth of housing to house these refugees. What Turkey is, in essence, saying is, if we're going to build these houses and take control of it, we're going to own this area after this war is over. That's what Turkey wants to do, is to expel the Turks and control this area of northern Syria, which is a violation of Syrian sovereignty. And, you know, the U.S. has essentially given them the green light and go too far. You know, heaven knows what that means, but they're bombing the Kurds right now as we speak, and it has gone too far. Trump has done nothing, and Russia has done nothing. But here's what I think is happening. I think the reason all the globalists are upset about this, 24 troops leaving, you know, and all that that means, I mean, that's not a withdrawal. In fact, I want to tell you that there are several much more larger bases with combat troops south of that area in Syria that aren't leaving. And so Trump has been given some false intelligence that you're going to be leaving Syria if you take out these two outposts. It's just not true. And so I think he's been snookered. But I think the larger agenda is to have a major war start with Turkey and the Kurds that will then justify pushing Trump into letting armed forces come back into Syria. In other words, it's a backdoor to get more troops into Syria by letting a massacre occur between Turkey and the Kurds.
Turkey's one of the largest conventional militaries. Can you speak to that, Joel?
Oh, yes. There's no doubt about it. Now, they're not top-of-the-line fighters by any means, but they've got equipment. They poured all of their money into armored divisions. And I think that they're going to be a tough row to hoe for the Syrians. I think the Syrians are going to go to battle with the Turks. At some point, the Russians are going to get involved there. I just don't understand why somebody isn't threatening Turkey right now to stay out of Syria. And the only reason that they're not doing that, because the deep state controls the military in the U.S., they're not doing that is because I think they want a bigger war to justify the entire thing going up in flames and to justify more troops coming back into Syria in retrospect. Ultimately, it points at Iran. Every one of these neocons, whether it's Lindsey Graham or Dick Cheney and others keep talking about, and Marco Rubio, Iran is the real target here. Iran controls Syria. Well, Iran has been in Syria supporting Assad now for over 30 years, so this isn't anything new about Iran being in Syria. But the reason Iran is in Syria is the only military force, independent military force in the Middle East that is fighting U.S.-backed terrorism. This whole notion that Iran is the biggest sponsor of terror in the world is absolutely false. It's the U.S. deep state that sponsors Al-Qaeda, sponsors ISIS, all of the Syrian rebels, which there are no moderates in those Syrian rebels. They're all vicious Islamist militants. And Iran is the only force fighting those things, and that's why they call those forces terrorists, because they're fighting our terrorists, says the U.S.
And let's be clear. I agree with you. Obama started this. The globalists sent in Al-Qaeda. Islamic State changed the name to ISIS. And now Trump has the right instinct trying to get out. But the way this is being done and the way Turkey's coming in is going to be used as the excuse now to try to make Trump look like an idiot and have a pretext for a real reoccupation of parts of the country by the United States.
Now, remember that Obama didn't start this. Obama merely signed the nuclear agreement with Iran. But remember, that was a globalist trap. They had to.
Sure, I'm talking about the takedown of Libya and the invasion of Syria. I'm not talking about the ongoing build-up to proxy war and war with Iran.
Right, but that's a globalist thing. That isn't Iran. I mean, Obama's just a puppet. Obama didn't.
No, I know. I'm just talking about the left and the globalists did all this. Now they're trying to blame the mess on Trump. I mean, I agree what Turkey's doing is not a good thing. I'm just saying this is going to be blamed on Trump, and you're agreeing with that. I mean, it's already happened.
Yes, absolutely. In other words, I think they're making a big deal out of it because, I mean, what Trump is doing is nothing. What, taking out 24 troops? Less than 24 out of two observations. They aren't even combat troops. The only thing that does is prove that there's a green light to Turkey, that it's okay now to attack. And so I'm very, very disappointed with Trump that he isn't making good on his promise to stop them. And notice he didn't threaten any military force against Turkey. He just threatened economic force, which would take months to do. We were talking about sanctions against Turkey.
We'll talk about that more in a moment, but this is bombshell, and you're absolutely right. There's U.S. troops still in Syria. We didn't, green light what Erdogan's doing with that. And so that really is something that the Pentagon must be telling Trump. So why would they want to hoodwink him like that?
Well, as I say, I think the globalists want a larger war in Syria to justify either an attack on Iran, having Iran coming to the defense of Syria. There's going to be a larger confrontation between Syria and Turkey. And so they set Trump up basically to say that he started this by withdrawing a puny, couple of dozen troops. And in fact, somebody gave the green light to Erdogan, whether or not they planted that in Trump's ear. And, he's subject to flattery. He likes to flatter other leaders. He keeps having good conversations with Erdogan, who is a ruthless dictator. And I think he shouldn't do that. But I think that without intent, Trump gave an unknowing green light to Erdogan, and it's certainly going forward. But I think it's going to lead to a larger war with Iran in Syria. And somehow Russia's going to have to get involved, too. So this
so Trump's
isn't over yet.
Instincts are right to try to get out of these wars.
Yes,
but the neocon advisors aren't telling him, sir, you just greenlit Erdogan. And so now they're trying to hang this around Trump's neck like the Bay of Pigs.
Absolutely. And in fact, the proof that he hasn't been told the truth is that he thinks he's getting out of Syria by taking out 24 troops. He's not taking out the hundreds of other troops and Blackwater mercenaries that are deeply in these other bases in Syria. So he's being lied to by his intelligence.
But let me ask you this question when we come back with Joel Skousen. What does President Trump do to get out of this mess, this bear trap that he's obviously stepped into? And again, Trump's not God. He makes mistakes, folks. And I agree with Joel Skousen that the way this has all been maneuvered, he's being set up. We know that people like Pat Robertson basically does what he's told to say. In my view, I don't think he's a bad person, but I mean, he's up there saying Trump's about to lose the blessings of heaven or whatever, Chinese communist quotes, basically, the edict of heaven. That's all coming up as well with those clips with Joel Skousen. We know Trump's in a trap. We know America's in a trap. How do we get out of the trap? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, we've had all the big neocons and Republicans come out and freak out on the president about the Turkey situation. But none of them pointed out that the deep state, the globalists under Obama and Hillary, engineered all this. Or that Turkey has one of the biggest conventional militaries in the world and has been saying they're going to dump these millions of refugees on Europe or kick them into Syria. And so Trump signals, well, okay. And then Turkey turns into a giant invasion, knowing it'll be embarrassing for Trump when they do 50 times more than they were planning. So Trump now, hey, warns you better back off. You better, you know, not double cross me. It's a mess, ladies and gentlemen, that Trump didn't create it, but the media is making it about him. Joel Skousen's a smart guy. I respect his views on this. WorldAffairsBrief.com editor. What would you do if you were the president right now? And what do you expect the deep state to do? Because I agree, they're licking their lips about this as a way to try to embarrass Trump. Even if this thing turns into a giant disaster or fiasco, isn't it the deep state that basically helped engineer this to begin with? So they certainly shouldn't be on a high horse.
Well, that's right. And as long as the deep state continues to control terrorism and ISIS, Lindsey Graham's prophecy about terrorists or ISIS coming back, that, I mean, he's absolutely right. ISIS was not defeated. And the reason is, which Lindsey Graham may or may not know because he's part of the deep state, The reason ISIS was not defeated is it's created by the deep state, and it simply blends back and forth into the Syrian rebels and then back into ISIS as needed.
Well, as you've said every time, they're at bases being protected by the West right now.
That's right. And, you know, they've been saved every time they've been in battle, at least their leaders, and most of their heavy weapons have been saved. Now, there's a lot of ISIS people from Europe that are in these refugee camps or these prison camps that are controlled by the Kurds right now, which are going to be abandoned and given over to Turkey when Turkey drives the Kurds out. And Turkey's using that as leverage to get the EU to try to give him money to build housing. He knows that Europe doesn't want these people back. So he wants to build housing there in this so-called demilitarized zone, which then he will control, and it will become part of Turkey. That's his whole plan there. And the only way that Trump can win this battle is to somehow get an advisor, get some information so that he understands what the deep state is doing, what the false intelligence is that's coming. It's like Chuck Todd on Meet the Press excoriated a GOP senator, and he cried out, "Don't you trust the FBI? Don't you trust the CIA? How dare you as an American congressman not trust our intelligence agencies?" Well, the GOP's senator, of course, had to parrot that he does trust them, but I don't trust them at all. They're deep state, and they lie to Trump continually. Iran is not the biggest launch of terror in the world. The U.S. is, along with Israel and Saudi Arabia. And so that's the only thing he's got to do is start understanding and get the information. Get somebody who's got his ear and to tell him what the deep state is doing that is wrong and buck up against it. Now, you're not going to just simply solve this by pulling American troops out of Syria, because they're going to do another false flag. They're going to do this Turkey invasion of the Kurds, and it's going to blow up into another larger war. Eventually, they want war with Iran. They've continued and failed three times now to induce a war with Iran in the past 3 months. And Iran is too smart to take the bait right now, but eventually it's going to happen. And, you know, it's going to be a large one, and it's probably going to involve killing American troops. That's the only thing that's going to goad Americans into agreeing to attack Iran, or get Trump to agree to attack Iran.
But I totally agree with you, Joel Skousen, but isn't Trump's instinct, and like his speech saying, time to bring him home, time to come back, trying to follow his promise? I mean, isn't that really a very positive sign that Trump is at least trying to not be the world's policeman?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not going to do any good because he's not going to be able to resist the next false flag in Afghanistan that justifies keeping the troops there.
No, I understand that geopolitically and the climate, it's still not going to be enough, because we have evil people willing to destabilize the world, because then that gives them power. And that's the secret of evil, is it just has to break things to be in charge instead of trying to fix things, which is much, much harder. So I think we need to support the president. We need to contact the president. Everybody needs to let the president know that he's being set up. I think he should come out and talk about who destabilized Syria, who brought the country down. He should expose the deep state like he's done the intelligence agencies. And I think he should speak out about how they created the climate for this. And I think that might scare them back into their holes.
No, he has not exposed the deep state. He keeps naming deep state people to high position. He has not exposed the deep state. He's talked about it. He thinks of it in general terms, but he can't.
Sure, I'm saying compared to anybody else, but you're right. He keeps, though, calling up deep state people. They lie to him and say they're loyal, and then they stab him in the back.
That's right. And he's talking about lie detector tests for everybody in the staff. They've got hundreds of people in there that are leaking to the press about Donald Trump. I mean, this is never going to end. You know, switching to the impeachment topic, I am suspicious, because this is such a flimsy pretext for impeachment, that if they keep pushing this, it means they do have an agenda to get rid of the president, and it's got to involve mainstream Republicans. In other words,
I totally agree. They're making their move. They've been changing impeachment rules. They're really serious.
Yeah, it looks like they are. It looks like they're setting up Mitt Romney to take the Trump's place if they can impeach him and get him out so that he can't run for president. Now, if Trump's smart, he'll run again. You know, even if you've been impeached, you can run again in the next election.
And he could actually win if he didn't drop out like Ross Perot.
Yeah. But Ross Perot was kind of bought and sold by the other side to pave the way for Bill Clinton to come into office. And he didn't maybe realize it, but that's what he did to split the vote. But if Romney votes for impeachment, now it takes two-thirds of the Senate. That means they've got to have, you know, a dozen Republicans go along. But if they're going to run Romney in his place, and I think Romney wants to run for president again, I think they're going to have him vote against impeachment so that he's clear with Romney, with Trump supporters, and then have other Rhino Republicans vote for impeachment and get the president out. Now, I'm not sure it's going to work. But Jeff Flake was very clear. There's about 35 senators that secretly want Trump out of the way and would vote for impeachment if it didn't embarrass them. Well, it's going to embarrass them if they do it openly. And that's the big problem that the Republicans have.
And now they're talking about whistleblowers testifying in, via CCTV camera with their faces blacked out. That's never been done where you can't even face your accuser. They can just make up whatever they want. I mean, this is all getting very, very COSPA-esque.
Yes, it is, and it's creating the political divide even stronger in the United States against those that see that these controlled freaks, these socialists and things, are adamant for power. And, you know, Trump is the only one standing against them, incompetent as he is to actually fight the battle. He is verbalizing what everybody wants, and that's why his speeches are so tremendous. I wish to God that he had the intelligence and the experience to be able to follow through with what his speechwriters are writing for him. But I'm fearful that this isn't going to end well, Alex.
I have that feeling, too. I have a real feeling of dread. The crew's noticed it, you know, with me. I mean, this is just incredible. And the Chi-Coms exercising their will over us now, that all being out in the open, and big tech groveling, it's disgusting. At least we're on air. At least a lot of people are awake. These speeches he's giving are dynamite. I mean, it's absolutely like sunlight to vampires. So think how bad it'd be if Hillary was in, though. Wow.
Well, Hillary's going to run again. She's setting herself up, and all of the other candidates are shooting themselves in the foot. Joe Biden is dead. There's no way he can go up against Trump.
Bernie's still in the hospital.
That's right. And
I'll tell you what, Joel, stay there and do five more minutes with us. I want to get your look into the campaign, and then we're going to play those South Park clips that have been banned in China. And then we've got another really important investigative journalist, Lee Stranahan, joining us today. I want to thank the listeners and viewers making this show possible. I want to thank the great crew in there, and I want to thank our great affiliates across the nation. But, yeah, this is a very, very serious time. I mean, I've never been under so much stress just trying to just really get to the bottom of all this. And every indicator I get is, get yourselves ready, folks, because the globalists take Trump out. They're coming after everybody. A real reign of terror, a real reign of evil is about to take place. And just God bless Trump. You know, he means well, but he's totally surrounded. And he's for real, though. I mean, you see that by their response and the actions. And this is just biblical. That's all I can say is this is biblical. And as they say, you know, the spider sense is just off the charts right now, to quote Spider-Man. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, again, it's the last day. It is the last day. I've been so busy, I haven't come up with new specials. This has been the biggest special since Christmas. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the high-quality supplements and products. That means protein bars. That means just everything. 50% off on hundreds of items, and then we've also got that on the storable foods, the high-quality water filters, air filtration. It's all 50% off. A lot of those are at cost. We sold out of all the big tubes of the high-quality skin cream that has the silver salt and the hyaluronic acid, because that was at cost. That was a mistake. And so we have the little tubes left. Tomorrow they go to 25% off or whatever, because they're about to sell out. So take advantage of the sales. Really great products, and it funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief is our guest. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.